has to be a disappointment. Are there some positives you guys can pull out of that?
Yeah, I think there was definitely some positive things that happened out there, but I mean, ultimately, I think the team really needed a win, so it's definitely disappointing. I made a couple of misreads, and I turned the ball over. You can't win the game if you turn the ball over. So.
We're about to start. We haven't seen anything like remotely close to that this year.
I think KB gave us a really big spark. I know he's probably a little disappointed with his fumble. I think he's looking himself in the mirror right now. But I think we do come together and play a full game of really good football. We don't protect the ball, don't turn it over. Like, I think we can beat anybody. Definitely felt different for me because, I mean, usually I was just watching, right, versus being out there and playing. Like I said, it's not the outcome we wanted, but I did have fun when I was playing out there, which is always a positive. I feel like I'm happy that I get to go to work and I enjoy my job and having fun.
Winnipeg's at the top of the division for a reason, right?
Yeah. Their team, have a solid team, like every position. They're good everywhere. I mean, happy that we could go out there and compete, but definitely not.
Where do you think it got away?
I think it started with the turnovers and then the penalties. I think they had one drive where it was like probably 60, 70 yards of penalties, and that's a touchdown, right? And maybe the drive was it? So, I mean, like, that's not going to help. We had some other penalties that obviously didn't help. I thought our defense came out hooped in the first half. I mean, I thought it played really well. I'm not sure exactly what happened. In the second half, I think they might have been playing a little bit safe since we had that. We also got help. We had too many turnouts today, and the defense has to hop back out there after a long drive. So, I mean, we got to help them out.
Offensively, you guys haven't finished a lot of games feeling like there was a lot there to build off of. Does that feel different tonight?
I feel like there's definitely things to build off. I wish we were a little bit more aggressive. Still earlier in the first half. I mean, I know we got by a lot and pretty conservative. Definitely would have liked to get the ball down the field a little bit more, but it's not my call. And I'm going to rock with whatever coach has to do. I mean, you know, listen to him. He's trying to give us the best chance to win. But I just wish we could have, you know, left the foot on the pedal a little bit versus I think we were playing a little conservative, trying not to lose rather than continuing to try to score.
Did you Trey Ford enough? Did you get?
I thought I played okay. I mean, like, again, I'm going to keep going to the turnover. Like, turning the ball over is not going to win the games. So, I mean, it's definitely unfortunate. I feel like I'm usually pretty good at protecting the ball, too. So, I think there's plays where, you know, I didn't make good decisions, but then I think there was also plays where I was able to use my athletic ability to get tricky and play and drive.
Are there any moral victories left for this team now?
The next victory is to get a victory. For sure. I mean, I think, like, you know, we put a couple pieces together today, but, you know, you got to complete the puzzle, right? You got to put it all together. You got to get a win. And I mean, like 0-9 is a tough look. Like, regardless if there's good things happening, it's 0-9 regardless. So we really need to get that first win.
Everything happened just like you said. You wanted to get the ball on the middle route turns. You wanted to get the ball in your playmates. That covered more touchdown. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they covered zero and they left the one-on-one matchup. And our guys are going to win a lot of the one-on-one matchups. So I'm just out there just trying to get them the ball. I thought Dylan Mitchell played extremely well too. He has a nice one down the field. That was my... I liked. We took a nice shot down the field, and I mean, it paid off for us there. And then it was unfortunate the fumble was after that. But I feel like, you know, we had a spark, and then, you know, a little bit of water came, put the spark out. But we just got to execute and play a full game of football.
Trey, do you feel like the starting quarterback is good?
I felt like it today. I felt like the team had my back. A lot of the players coming up talking to me, saying they support me. So I definitely appreciate that. I feel bad that I let them down today. We couldn't get a win. But you know, there were some good things that happened, so we just have to build up those together.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
Just where do you feel like that game turned back the wrong way for you guys?
Well, again, we have two penalties and zero turnovers in the first half, and then we turn around and have eight penalties and two turnovers in the second half, and give them momentum. And then once you give them momentum, they go into their big package and one he's hard to do business with. I mean, he leans on everybody, and he's leading the league and rushing for a reason. And that's essentially what happened. We couldn't regain momentum because we were too busy trying to give the game away in second half.
Chris, where'd that lead come from? We haven't seen that sort of explosiveness. Can you attribute that to the bye week and some of the changes made?
You know what? I mean, there were some good plays called. There were some throws made, catches made. We blocked on a run play on the first play of the game. Our perimeter guys did a real nice job of blocking. D-Mitch got a block to spring for. You know, the fumble there late in the second half after we make the big play, I mean, that's a huge play. I mean, that gives them right back momentum. We kick field goal there. We're up two scores, you know. So, I mean, it's it is the most frustrating thing I've ever had to deal with. But got a good bunch of kids in there. They work hard. But you know what? You know, a lot of people have said around town, you know, we all deserve it. No, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it until we come and play four quarters of disciplined, hard-nosed football and play four quarters of tough, physical, you know, blocking and tackling and go take a game. That's when we'll deserve it. Right now, we've played sporadic, good ball, missed a very good football team.
I know you haven't broken it down, but just your first impressions of Trey Ford is.
Trey did a real nice job. I mean, he was 12 of 16 second half. He, on the interception, he missed a read, and you know he missed a pull there on the last play on the short yardage play, missed a pull. But you know, I mean, for his first game, you know, out this year, I mean, he did some nice things, and I mean, he's certainly able to get out. And I would like to have seen him maybe die for that first down, not be in that situation, you know. So a little bit of that's a learning curve, but again, he's a dynamic athlete, no doubt.
Did he do enough for a second start?
Yes.
I mean, you had a nice lead to work with. You know, Trey mentioned that, you know, there wasn't a lot of pushing downfield after that. It maybe got a little bit more conservative. Do you agree? Would you have liked to have seen a little bit more aggressiveness?
Yeah, you know what? We got some balls put up, you know, but again, we've got to, instead of worrying about the play calling, need to worry about executing. That's what we need to do, you know, stay in our lane and do the things that we're supposed to do, you know, and, you know, that's what I'd like to see.